So I made a new friend online, and our second time hanging out together, we decided that we were going to go to a nightclub in D.C., and we were both really excited. We were going to meet people, we're going to dance, we're going to dress like skanks, it's going to be awesome. Especially for me, because this at the time was definitely not my day-to-day existence. I was born a male and still live very much part of my life as a male. And while I had been out in public before, it had always been in like very carefully vetted places, places that I knew were completely safe. But we were really excited. We were tweeting each other, talking about which outfits we were going to wear, because when we go out, just Carolyn and I. And I decided on this outfit. Now, I don't know if you can tell, but it's a little bit short. But that's okay. Carolyn and I were going to be a sight to behold. Then the weekend comes, and Carolyn comes to pick me up, and she is wearing jeans and a T-shirt. It's like, okay, so we're not dressing like hoes, just me. Anyway, we go to the club, we park in the parking garage. No need to remember where the parking garage is or anything because, you know, I'm in a strange place wearing the shortest thing I've ever worn. What could possibly go wrong? So we get to the club, we have a lot of fun, we talk to people, we dance, and she drinks. And about 2:30, we decide it's time to go home. Neither of us has the slightest idea where the parking garage is. It's like, okay, we'll just pull it up on our phone and see, just go to the nearest parking garage. I don't know if you know this, but there are a lot of parking garages in downtown D.C. And at this point, it's about 3 o'clock. They all shut at 4. We now have the span of an hour to search 12 parking garages, one by one, before all of them shut down and we are stranded on the streets of D.C. overnight. And like I said, I had been out in public as a woman to very safe, carefully vetted places. So I was still a little naive, and I did not know what it would be like to go out on the town as a woman dressed provocatively at night. But I was going to learn. The first encounter was pretty harmless. A guy pulls up, and he says, "Excuse me, ladies," and we both look, and he says, "I'm lost. I'm trying to find directions to your heart. Is it east or west?" And we just kind of look at each other and we're like, this guy. And the second encounter was not so harmless. As an SUV drove by, a guy started yelling at me. And I ignored him and he did this. "Hey, girl, hey, girl, hey, girl in a fishnet, hey, girl in a fishnet, hey, girl in a fishnet. F you then, bitch." That was a rude awakening. That was a rude awakening because, like I said, I hadn't been out in public. You know, when you talk about gender-based privilege and what it's like interacting with the world as a woman as opposed to a man, never in my entire male existence have I ever had a complete stranger go from lust to seething hatred in 10 seconds. That was a definite awakening. So now I'm a little scared, and the urgency of my situation has sunk in. We go walking down because we've just hit 4 parking garages. We go walking down, and at this time, the clubs are kicking all their people out. So a huge crowd of drunken frat boys sort of descends upon us, and I'm just like walking with my head down, like, oh God, oh gosh, oh gosh. But I get past them pretty much uneventfully, and I'm like, whew, that was close. I get about 20 paces, and one of them runs back, comes up, and stands directly in front of me. And he's trying to flirt. He's like, "Hey, how you doing?" And I'm just like, I just learned a very important lesson about 20 seconds ago. So I just kind of meekly walk around him. But they were cool. They just wanted to flirt and be drunk. And they did lots of both. So at this point, it's about almost 350. And we had been walking for nearly an hour. And if you're wearing these shoes and fishnets and walking on the cobblestone streets of D.C. for an hour, eventually the fishnets tend to have like a cheese grater sort of effect on the bottom of your feet. And Carolyn finally just says, do you want to go to Denny's? Because we are defeated. And I'm about to take her up on it when I hear a voice from behind me. Is there a problem, ladies? I turn around, and it's Six. Six is the bouncer from the club, and that's his nickname because he's 6 foot six. So he walks around with us. We have no more encounters with guys. And we finally find our parking garage, and at 3:54, we get in the car, he bids us adieu, and you know, I left that car with expectations of having a good time, which I had, but I entered the car with a little bit more street smarts and a lot more awareness of a few things. Thank you.